is Filip Lajic. You are listening to Type Radio. Now we are talking.
Did you go to the talk of Ellen Lupton yesterday?
Yeah.
And do you agree that there should be a sort of pool of free good fonts available?
No.
Because I mean, in a way, because you also do a lot of charitable work, and in that way, that could add.
I think there is enough good free fonts, like Goldney by Gentian by Victor Goldney, or Lido. It's a Czech typeface, free typeface by František Storm from his Storm Type 100, and many more good typefaces. I think it's more important to spread information about good design. You still can, people would still do horrible design with excellent fonts. We need to educate them how to use bad fonts to create good design. I think you can do quite a good design with system fonts on Mac or PC. Many designers work with Helvetica and Times, which is available on any operating system almost, and they could do very good posters, books. So I don't think the problem is in fonts, the problem is in education. And not education of typographers, education of masses of people. We should...
Users of fonts.
Everyone is user of fonts today in Europe. So we should add some basic rules or some basic lectures about graphic design into the elementary schools. It should be part of the basic education. Internet, graphic design or typography, it should be included, and it is not now.
You think graphic design should be part of the basic...
Students or pupils should learn 1 year about history of graphic design.
No, yeah.
They should have, I don't know, two or three lectures where they would get information what is graphic design, and that graphic design is a subject of studying, that people do study graphic design. We have chemistry in the school, but no one will be working in this subject. People will work in offices or any other profession, but how many people will be chemicians? But we have chemistry 6 years in the elementary schools. I think it should be enough to have three, four years of chemical studies, and then half a year or, I don't know, 3 months of, or even two lectures about visual culture, graphic design. What is it? How to create good letter? How to print good invitation card for birthday? They do some stupid, ugly layouts in Word using templates and the most ugly fonts they find in the operating system. Yeah.
But, for example, you say a designer can't afford to buy a font. Wouldn't it help then to have this...
It's not about fonts. It's about some aesthetical...
No, but earlier, just a few minutes ago, you said, the fonts are... They're not... There's a lot of stealing, and the designers can't afford to buy.
It will be changed in 2, 3, 4, 10 years. The level of piracy in Eastern Europe is constantly going down. So we are going closer to an average of European Union. So it will change in a few years.
Could you characterize Czech design? Anyway, is there like a characteristic of Czech design or characteristics?
I don't see it, but many designers told me, or graphic designers, typographers told me, there is some specific sense of humor in Czech design. Mm. And there's a rich tradition which is mirrored in contemporary design. I am too much in it, so I can't see it. Mm. I think we have patience for details. And especially for typefaces, but.
And is Czech history, design history, or graphic typographic history, is that of influence?
Yeah. Many contemporary graphic designers use Czech fonts. We have František Storm's Storm Type 100 and Tomáš Brousil's Suitcase Type 100. And if you go to a bookstore, 20% of books are set in their fonts.
Mm.
You can see their fonts everywhere, on invitation cards, posters, even in commercial TVs as a main subtitle font for anything on the screen. So it's, the font culture is quite growing and quite inspiring.
Mm.
And it's a long tradition since the beginning of the 20th century.
Mm.
Okay.
You mentioned the Building Letters project. I just wanted to promote the whole thing. So what is that about? We should get into that, I think.
Right. Yeah, the flowers.
No. Not about that. I mean, it's good. Everybody should buy the damn thing.
Yeah, I will take it shortly. In the beginning of 2005, Jim Richardson from the United Kingdom asked designers to contribute to their to his magazine Building Letters, which should raise some funds to help people affected by tsunami disaster in the end of 2004. And because I bought the second issue of Building Letters, I liked the project. I offered him my design studio will do all the design for free, and he immediately responded, "Okay, I'm very glad," and we started to work on it. Unfortunately, from unknown reason, he couldn't continue with the project. He's probably busy with another commercial project. He's a very successful designer in Britain. And I was sad, and the project was stopped for almost 1 year. But the magazine was almost ready. It was 1 week before going to the printer.
Mm-hmm.
It just needed some retouching of a few pictures and some editing of texts. So I discussed this topic with some designers at Typo Berlin this year, and they encouraged me to publish it.
Hmm.
So I sent the magazine to the printer, sent them money for it, and now I hope people will start buying it. They will get not only the magazine, which is A5 size, 64 pages, full color, but they also receive CD with 25 fonts by Jose Scaglione, by Veronica Burian, Tomáš Brousil, and other well-known or less-known designers. And most part of the prize will go to the people hit by tsunami. I only cover the printing costs. I cover the distribution, but all the rest will go directly to one good charity organization in the United States, and this organization will directly help the people.
Thank
so
you.
Please buy it.
Buy the damn thing.
It will be soon online on yes. www.buildingletters.org. So visit this website and buy the magazine, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for invitation.
Thank you. Time Radio. Now we're talking.